Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You know, the other day I was wondering, this is a question that I have for you and the audience as I was listening. I'm like, to us, which I don't listen back to this podcast, God help me, love all of you for listening. But I was like, man, like, have I become a fucking internet troll? Like, are we trolls? Are we sitting here just like blah, blah, negative on everything in life? Are we fucking trolls, Sarah?
Are we? Do we? Maybe I need to listen back. I feel like are we that negative?
I don't think so, but I hope not, because I'm a happy person and I really wish everybody well. We're calling people out. We're just being honest about, let's just have an honest conversation. I could name other Bravo podcasts right now. I could go. I could make enemies and name the ones that are just fluff and full of fucking shit. We're just being honest, right?
Well, I have to say, I don't feel that we are internet trolls because
thank you.
People are putting themselves on TV, which, by the way, and if I haven't said it, I'll say it here. I'm grateful for every single person that puts themselves on reality TV, because you are opening yourself up to just constant scrutiny. And thank you for doing that, because it's truly entertainment for all of us to escape all the other troubles in our lives and the world. So like, I'm with you. I love every single person that I really do. I mean, I have hot takes on people, but I think that kind of goes with the territory. And hopefully now that we're 20 plus years into reality TV, anyone that puts themselves on TV, I hope is like, I don't care what people say. And truly, if you're not doing anything illegal, you know, whatever.
I agree with that. And before we move on from that, I will say that, you know, and this is where I have to say this, you know, this is what makes me say that, like, I'm a fucking internet troll, is like, just being honest before we move on, you know, knowing most of these people, like, some of them are just, I mean, if you have to say what percentage, I don't know, but like, some of these housewives are just not good people, just at your core, like, you know, and it's just, I don't know if it's like an archetype, if casting is so good at their job, it just.
Well, I think you have to be a narcissist to put yourself on TV to some degree. You know what I mean? And look, I mean, I'm narcissistic. I have narcissistic ways. I mean, look, like, I would be on reality TV if I didn't go to bed at 9 and got up at 5. You know, I mean, there's not much exciting to follow, you know, but like, I'm in the entertainment business. Like, I want to host a show for TLC. Like I would do a Jerry Springer talk, but like, I love all that. So, I mean, part of me is a narcissist. Like, I can relate to these people completely. But I think it's great. Like, I don't care sometimes if they're good people or not. They're entertainment. And
right. I guess that's a question. Like, do they have to be good people for us to be entertained? No,
I mean, it's your choice if you want to associate with them, like in real life. You know, I mean, I think you and I have this always ongoing crisis where a lot of people that come on my show, reality guests, I like a lot as people off the podcast, but then you develop a friendship with them and then they expect a level of loyalty, like, don't have her on,
you know, hello. Why do you think 2 weeks ago we talked about Kelly Dodd, being mad at me, you know, for something Bronwyn said. And I mean, yes, 24/7, like last night when I was out, which led to my evening of debauchery, and I was at the bar and like this guy was like, blah, blah, blah. And what do you mean there's housewives that like, don't like you? I'm like, What? Like, let's go down the list of, like, you know, one day we should play a game of, like, you know, when you and I do our live show eventually, we should play a game of, like, put up a housewife picture. Does this person hate David or not? Let's take a guess. Margaret Josephs. Okay, let's start with an easy one. No, she loves David. They're friends. Okay, let's go to another one. There's a lot that hate me. And it's like, I mean, I go back to what you and I said, like, I'm doing my job. I have nothing against anyone, but I'm not going to hold back being honest with this audience. I will not do it. So I, like, my duty, like, wait, let me break this down. My duty should be to you over myself in this audience. Are you fucking smoking crack? Because with your, it's so arrogant every time it happens. It is so fucking arrogant. Like, right? Yeah. Like, you would piss on me and let my head get run over by a car if all you had to do was reach your arm out and just pull me out of the way of that moving van. You wouldn't do it because it would break your nail. 100% that is the case. Everyone's like, this is why I don't really want to go to housewife parties and things. Like, these are not your friends, and I don't need them as friends. There's a few rare organic exceptions. I don't need to be friends with any of the others. I really don't. Come on my show and I love you, or don't, and I fucking hate you. But regardless of that, one day we'll talk about all the ones that hate me.
One day.
By the way, speaking of houses that are fake and people that don't live a big life, holy shit, Real Housewives of Miami. Real Housewives of Miami, Nicole Martin. Now,
what a deal. What an amazing. Okay, here, this is something we can be positive about, because I would do this too if someone offered me $44 million for my house.
Now, what is it? She's just minding her own business. So mind you, I know Anna Kinkosis from Miami, you know, season 2. I know, and she was telling me when Nicole got cast, like, here's some behind the scenes. She was just like, oh no, this house. Like, all I heard from Anna was about this house. We saw it on the show. I knew it was a nice house. It was a big house. I didn't realize it was this. We watched, you know, so I heard behind the scenes from Anna, like, oh no, you're going to like Nicole and blah, blah, blah. And the house is gorgeous. And I didn't realize it was this type of house. Cause on film, like, if you look at, like, Lisa and Lenny's house, I mean, no more, there's a divorce, but, like, their house filmed and this house looked nice. I didn't realize it was 44 fucking $44 million.
$1 million sold to Jeff Bezos' parents. So isn't that just basically Jeff Bezos? I mean, does Jeff Bezos' parents have a nickel? I don't think so, right? Isn't it just Jeff Bezos? But anyway,
I think it's Jeff Bezos'
names. Yeah. Parents' names.
Can I just tell you? I always wonder that. Like, the other day there was something Bradley Cooper's new girlfriend, and he was having a birthday party and his mother was showing up and they were showing her on Page Six. I mean, we've seen her before. And I was just like, I wonder to what degree celebrities really, like, the real celebrities with real money, like, just load up the parents and the family. I just wonder. That's just something that keeps me up at night. But go on. Yes, I think it's Jeff Bezos bought this house for his parents. Yes.
Also, by the way, Bradley Cooper grew up fairly wealthy. His father was a stockbroker with Merrill Lynch.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, he had a very comfortable life growing up, but I don't think he had Jeff Bezos money. Anyway, no. Bezos' parents bought Nicole Martin's home in Coral Gables for $44 million. It was not on sale. It was not for sale, but the 9,000 square foot estate, they had approached her with just an offer that they couldn't refuse. And of course, right next door to that, they also bought another mansion for like 30 something million. So essentially Bezos owns this entire, like, waterfront strip or whatever in Coral Gables. Now I have,
is read- that what happened though? Like, she was just minding her own business and there's a knock on the door or an email or someone's like, someone wants to buy your home.
Yes. Correct.
And your home is probably worth 30 something million and you don't want to sell it ever. And now someone wants to give you like $10, $5 million more than this actual property is worth. Yeah. You have to sell. You got to leave.
Now, I had read on TMZ, you know, it has two tennis courts, a home theater, huge pool with a marina, 96 foot dock, boat, elevator. I have heard though that their home is rated as like the most beautiful housewife's home of all time. Like, I guess it's even
really
more, that's what they say in TMZ, and it's apparently even more spectacular in person. But compared to, you know, Lisa Vanderpump, everybody, like, this is the most gorgeous housewife home. They claim that this is in TMZ. The home has been featured on RHOM, and Andy Cohen is on record saying the place is the best house to ever appear in a Bravo series, period. Bravo series.
Right. That so that includes, yeah,
all the Housewives and even the $1 million listing shows.
What?
Yeah. That
even the $1 million listing shows. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, wow. Well, this might be why Anna Kinkosa's RHOM is texting me about how great this house is even two years ago. Wow. I mean, it looked great, right? I mean, that's crazy. So I think that helps Nicole to stay on the show, and now she's got a new house. And I mean, she's not going anywhere. RHOM was so good. Season 4. It was so good, guys.
Okay.
Oh, it's, well, let me tell you, it was good. Before we, let's see, how long of 20, 30, we probably have time for like one more thing.
All right, where do you want to go?
Let's talk about Below Deck for a minute.
Austin Kroll. Oh my God. And this whole thing, this story is good because she blew up PR for Bravo, the whole work. She put it all out there. Do you know her, by the way? I used to watch Below Deck. I've kind of fallen off. Rachel Hargrove, she's this chef.
She's never been on my show. It's funny. I told my team when this happened, see if you can get Rachel. Let's see what we can do. I would have a little chitty chat with Rachel. Look, I think Austin has had between going on, you know, I mean, when Andrea Denver was here from Winter House, Summer House, he said his buddy, you know, it's a direct quote, it got pressed, like, Austin regrets going on Summer House. And I mean, you know, Austin, ever since he was on Summer House and just kind of like two-timing, you know, as they say, like Sierra and Lindsay. And I mean, Austin's had some bad PR coming his way. I know Peyton, the girl that was mentioned in this. So I guess Rachel tweeted out about what like a pig Austin is, right? That's kind of where this started.
Yeah. I mean, essentially it started, with a tweet that Austin is, quote, a drunk cokehead. She also accuses him and Shep of exhibiting bullying behavior at one of Bravo's upfront presentations. She wrote, "Cheers to the most narcissistic twat on Bravo," on July 26th, after seeing an article about Trop Hop. Following the post, Rachel received a message from someone at Bravo PR, basically saying, you know, "It's Peyton from Bravo PR. Saw your tweet about Austin from Southern Charm. Wanted to reach out. It's not in our best interest to have you saying negative things about other shows on the network. Each show and talent should support each other or just say nothing at all." And then Rachel wrote back, "Just make sure the drunk cokehead knows to not talk to me again." Then after that, they asked for a little more context, vowing they would make sure he won't say anything again. Rachel recounted a run-in she and Austin had in Florida. "He was in Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, where I live. We met up. But what was actually good was I met his brewing team. We were all hanging out. He didn't like the fact I don't party and was doing his whole thing, being an idiot," she recalled, adding that Austin had contacted her days later. Rachel then said she crossed paths with Austin and Shep at Upfront. Even when him and Shep threw my bag on the floor and while waiting to go to a dress rehearsal, she shared. So anyway, PR goes on to say, "We're so sorry to hear that. Could you take down the tweet?" And then she basically blows him up and posts everything on Instagram, including the PR from Bravo. She says she's absolutely no interest in going to BravoCon. She will not be there. And then Austin jumped in her DMs and goes, "Rachel, what the F?" To which she, I don't think she responded, but she published those too.
Listen, a couple of things here. Well, first of all, I mean, she says, you know, because I don't party. I mean, we've seen her drink on the show. So I imagine her reference to cokehead and partying, she's not referring to the fact that she doesn't drink, just for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
I love when someone doesn't care. I love when you're just honest and you're like, "I don't give a fuck if Bravo PR is calling me. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about Bravo PR. I mean, I'm a human being. I was treated like a piece of shit." And you do tend to believe people in those situations, right? Like, why are you just gonna, you know, and maybe it's, there's two sides to every story and maybe you misread it, but I love Rachel on the show. And I have to say, I like the fact that she's like, "And I'm not going to BravoCon." I mean, I wonder, I haven't done enough of a deep dive. Was she on the list for BravoCon? Has she now pulled herself out, or was she not asked for BravoCon? That's my only caveat.
I don't know.
You know, it's great that you can say you're not going, sweetheart. We all know how to spin a PR angle. You know, were you asked? Captain Sandy was there last time. Kate Chastain was there. Mr. Lee. I don't know if she was asked, but if she was asked and she pulled herself out, I mean, to me, no pun intended, bravo. Like, I love a, like, I mean, I'm a human and I'm not going to be treated like this. And, you know, of course, PR puts it in, like, you know, and we'll address this. And I mean, at least they're smart enough to know not to put too much in an email, apparently, because anything you email to Rachel will now be put out there for the whole world to hear. So that is that. We have time for, like, another. So, I mean, look, I mean, does this shock me about Austin?
No,
right? It doesn't shock me at all.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
Let's do something quick. Okay, we'll quickly do New Jersey since I cover it so detailed on the Patreon with Kim. You know, recently, like a week or two ago, it came out, you know, Margaret is now saying, like, listen, I talk about this on my Patreon with Kim all the time on the weekends with Kim D. I mean, what? I don't know. No, I haven't called Margaret because I don't really like to find too much out, because that it's like, now I can't keep certain things to myself. But like, where Margaret's like, Teresa's the hardest working person ever and she's nice to producers. I mean, I just go back to like, listen, I love you, Margaret, but you did say on my podcast right here a few months ago that Teresa said something that was so, this is out there, it's a quote, you can listen to the episode, that she said something so egregious at the reunion that she doesn't know if she could ever come back from it. And it's like, we didn't see that on the reunion. So I think that's a whole thing, whatever it is, I guess Bravo edited it out. They're like, we're not going to go that low with Teresa. Let's protect her, which they do for everyone. So, I mean, whatever. But what was said and why? How are we here? How are we here? Best friends? I mean, it's okay. Great. Be best friends. I don't want to be the troll.
To go to the wedding because the wedding will be so covered by Bravo. Do you think she just wants to be there, be seen, be, you know, be controversial? Or do you think she wants to go? Because I mean,
no, I really think Margaret stands on ceremony. If she really felt, no, I don't think she would care about going. That's just my opinion. I don't want to speak for her. I think she would just be like, you know, I mean, I think she has to go. I think if it's like a Bravo thing and, you know, but I mean, granted, I also wonder if the wedding is going to be shown on Teresa's spinoff, which I imagine it is and not on Bravo. I imagine the girls might be getting paid maybe to be there, the cast, the something. Yeah. But I mean, she doesn't care about that. I guess they're all lovey-dovey, but it's just so, it's too fast. It's a little too fast. Like,
all right. That's a hot take. Them the best. So I don't know the back workings of Margaret and Teresa and all that. All I know is it just sounds like they're at a better place. Now Margaret and Joe are going to the wedding. So is March Senior. But, you know, yeah, maybe there's money. Maybe the money is worth it.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I would do a lot for the money. I would like, you could basically call me anything to my face. And
me too.
And if they were like, you know what, you're going to get $35,000 to go to this, you know, 6-hour wedding, I'd be like, all right, no problem.
I completely agree. I am the same way. If I were on the show, like we've talked about this before, like with Candace, like I would just be like, I don't care what you say about me on Twitter. I don't care. I don't care. Treat me like a piece of shit. I don't care. Just give me my money. And I know what this is. And this is the job, and leave me alone. That's all. I guess we can end. Oh, okay. One more quick thing. And then we'll really at Marlo's home invasion.
I know, that was nuts. Miss Marlo, who's then out there giving an interview full head to toe Louis Vuitton, saying, if you have designer things, ladies and gentlemen, hide your designer goods. Be careful with your designer things. They are like, Marlo, you're in the head to toe Louis. Like,
okay. I mean, right? Like, and she, look at she.
I can't even remember. Was she home? It happened a couple weeks ago.
Yes, 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 she was. It's all like just, I don't know. It's so, I mean, are people targeting these people because they're on TV? I mean, you know, Dorit and Kyle. And I mean, let's not forget Christine Quinn. I mean, from, I think has one of the best styles ever from Selling Sunset. You know what I mean? Like she, I don't know. I just don't know. I truly don't know. Like, just don't let things, I don't know. Just don't flaunt it on TV, people. Right. But I mean, that's the job. But I mean, Marlo's okay, but it's shocking. We have another home invasion. And so it's another housewife. It's, you know, other people from reality TV, and just, you got to be careful. But yes, Marlo was it all Louis when she was saying this. And it was kind of funny. Anything else before we wrap up? Anything else on your mind? We have a lot we're going to have to cover next week. And I don't know, guys.
No, I mean, there's so much we still have to talk about. So, no, I mean, I think the only other one real quick was the, you know, Mike from Shaws of Sunset is being sentenced in that domestic violence case, which we now know was against Paulina. So Paulina or somebody close to Paulina called, and you know, Mike, I believe, was found guilty a couple weeks ago in that case, and they're very cryptic if they're still together, which to me means that they are back together. I don't know that, but I'm just saying that he's been charged now with domestic violence against his fiance in LA. 14 criminal counts, including domestic violence, battery, and weapons charges in the case involving his fiance. He's 43 years old. He appeared on the Bravo reality show, of course, Shaws of Sunset, from 2012 to 2021. His fiance, Paulina Ben Cohen, identified herself Wednesday as the victim in that case. Mike was charged with those two counts of injuring a spouse or cohabitant in the act of domestic violence, 4 counts of battery. Yeah, he pled not guilty to all counts. His
pre-trial, she identifies herself as the victim, which I think we didn't necessarily know before, you know, right?
No, his pre-trial is August 29th. He posted the $50,000 bond, if you remember, on March 28th. And listen, not until now.
I mean, listen, if you, I mean, if that's, I mean, okay, so she's identified herself as the victim, but I mean, right, like, where do you stand? I mean, if they're back together, it's like, oh my God, I don't know.
Well,
that's, it's, I mean, so that's bad.
The hardest part in a lot of domestic cases is like the people do get back together. And lots of times, you know, there's so much psychologically there that the women, you know, do go back. And her, you know, Paulina's attorney basically said that Paulina is completely supporting the police in their investigation, and her priority is keeping her children safe. But it's, I don't know, you know,
I told you
somebody's marriage, but it's very sad with kids involved, because I'm sure they've become attached to Mike to some degree, or maybe not, but you know, they're in that household. And you talked about the incident, I know, of Paulina coming on the show and then Mike yelling in the background.
This happened. I mean, somewhere I probably have the unedited video, and like, look, I'm not here to like do an expose, but Paulina was on my show. I'm going to have to re-release this episode. I was like on one of my Friday repeats. And when we have repeats on Friday, and she, I mean, she was saying something, and I mean, there was screaming off camera, and it was Mike's voice. Is the voice I recognized was Mike's. I never saw him. I cannot confirm that that was him, but they were speaking in Persian, and it wasn't, and I didn't understand a word that was being said. And it was,
oh, not, you need an interpreter.
Oh my God, I have to get an interpreter. Let's
find out what they were saying.
Oh, I like that. I like that idea. And then she was visibly shaken. And I said, like, I mean, you know, I never stop a show. And I said, listen, like, should we like take a break? And she said, listen, I'm going to be right back. And I mean, we stopped the whole thing. We hung up. I was like, this episode's never happening, blah, 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 you know? And then she came back on, and it was like, we didn't just continue. It was like, something needed to be, and she was like, you know, she had some like explanation, you know, I'm going through a divorce. It was more like, he cares about me was the angle, like, you know, and I'm going through a divorce, and like, so he just didn't want me to mention, like, you know, like my, like whatever. And I'm just like, oh, well, okay, honey. Like, if it just, and I wasn't, it wasn't critical. I just really felt like I felt for her, like, wow, something seems weird.
I think it's, yeah, it's sad. And to me, the whole article, this article that I read from NBC, was like, you know, no one knows if their engagement is on or off. To me, if she's not coming out and saying, we're done, I take the lack of confirmation or denial as they are still, they're still together in some capacity. That's, but again, I don't know that either. I'm just speculating, but.
I would tend to agree with you. And it's just, I mean, look, do I think this is why Shaw's ended? I don't, I think it's ratings. I mean, we have Jen Shaw, and we have Erica, and we have Teresa. No, I don't think Bravo gets there. But I mean, this is, I guess, different in the sense that it's not are we making a distinction between white collar and like actual abuse? Probably. But I don't think that's why. I just think, I don't think they might've kept Mike, or I just think the ratings were also down.
Personally, I think this is the end of Mike's reality career, because, you know, we've seen the rumors online that MJ, Reza, Asa and Gigi are working on supposedly another show or project.
Those four post, my opinion, as Tamara Judge says, God, we have to talk about Tamara the next time we talk, over Tamara, in my opinion, is that they have some money between Reza, Gigi's got money. I mean, I believe that they are kind of trying to do their own show. That's my opinion. You and I can produce our own show today. Today, would you want to spend $500,000 a year, Sarah? Because you and I can do our own show. We can have our own show. Now, I don't know what network it can be on, but you and I can have our own reality show on YouTube or TikTok or anywhere else. I mean, you can have your own show. I believe that those four are trying to put on their own show at the moment and are hoping the network picks it up and pays for it. I don't think, in my opinion, that there's any show coming from Bravo at the moment with Gigi, MJ, Reza, and Asa, and I love them all dearly. That is just the honest opinion. Sarah, we have to go. We have to go.
Okay, goodbye. Adore you. Love you.
Everyone's going to follow you on Sarah Fraser Show.
They're going to follow me. Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok. And you know, I put out new episodes 7 days a week. Sarah Fraser Show.
Thanks for all the love. Thanks for all the hate. And we will talk next week.
Bye, gorgeous. Love you. Bye.
Bye.